Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire, for Wednesday, April 17th. Holy cow! Holy cow! How good was the NBA last night? I don't want to hear, NBA so boring! NBA play-in was absolute fire on Tuesday night. I was totally locked in to both games. We're going to open with Lakers-Pels, which was a thriller. And then we'll get to Kings Warriors in a little bit. The Lakers survive, and I do mean survive the Pelicans by four. They led by, I think, 18, 17, 16. I mean, they led by double digits for much of the game, and the Pelicans wisely made a couple adjustments. They benched Valanciunas. I was shouting for it in the first half. If you want this to be close, bench Valanciunas. They finally bench him. They go small. Larry Nance. They go to Alvarado Murphy. Very interesting stuff happening with the Pelicans as Brandon Ingram was like benched for the fourth quarter. He was horrible all game. CJ McCollum was largely benched. He was terrible. Combined, two of your best players shot 8 for 27. I mean, B.I. was 4 of 12. I don't know if he played a minute in the fourth quarter. He was a minus 16. McCollum was a minus 17. They were just not good. Valanciunas is total non-factor. He cannot play against AD. I think his days are numbered with the Pelicans. And they're able to come back on the strength of Zion Williamson's 40-burger. Zion, unguardable. I mean, LeBron tried. LeBron could not. AD could not. Rui Hachimura could. They did not have an answer for Zion Williamson. Doesn't portend good things for the next round against Jokic and the Nuggets. That being said, in what you can only call just awful, Zion Williamson scores a bucket in the lane to tie it. And upon landing, something happened in one of his legs. It was unclear what happened. Was it a foot? Was it a knee? But he instantly grimaced and went to the locker room. There's not even footage of him that I saw, like, walking off the court. It was like they went right into a timeout. Zion basically said, come get me. And they went to commercial break. They come back and they're like, oh, Zion went to the locker room. Never returned. And there's really, as of right now, no details on what happened. And Zion leaves, and you know, Pels hung tough for a couple minutes. Jose Alvarado spirited, but the offense really struggled there at the end without Zion, and they end up losing. So now Pels drop into another play-in game. But obviously the health of Zion Williamson is paramount here. If he's unable to go, they ain't winning. And even worse, I'm watching Zion eviscerate the Lakers. He was on a mission, and I even said on the pod earlier this week, Zion struggled in the season finale at 8 points. He struggled all season against the Lakers, and he was clearly a motivated, different player. He did not settle for bad shots. He was just a bull in a china shop getting whatever he wanted. He was not going to be denied. He looked like the franchise guy that everybody thought he was going to be coming out of Duke. And at one point, I said, you know, I guess they announced, well, they didn't announce during the game, but there was like Kawhi Leonard is going to be the 12th guy on the U.S. Olympic team. Now, yesterday they announced everybody, and then they're like, but there's one spot open, and it might be Kawhi, and then they're like, okay, it's going to be Kawhi. And I floated this. I'm like, well, we don't even know if Kawhi's healthy right now. Why not Zion? And I'm not even kidding. Within 5 minutes, Zion went down, and we don't know what's going on. It just stinks for Zion, you know? The guy had one of the seminal games of his NBA career in a big spot. He nearly brought them all the way back and pulled off the W. And what would have, there's so many storylines if they were to pull this off, because, and I'm just keeping it real, LeBron, as great as he was for three quarters, he was absolutely gassed in the fourth. He played 41 minutes, 23 points, 9 assists, 9 rebounds, but in the fourth, he was 1 of 8 shooting. Now, he did go 10 for 10 from the line, which was clutch, but 1 of 8 in the fourth, a couple forces, a baseline force that was an air ball, that they knew. That's the problem with LeBron on these fadeaways. Once he starts to go into the move, you know the shot's going up. It just is. And they threw a double at him, air ball, AD gets the catch, and AD gets fouled by Nance. AD, not a great game from him, 6 of 16. LeBron was 6 of 20. But AD, 8 of 10 from the line. And the Lakers as a team, 26 of 29 from the charity stripe. You make 89% of your free throws, you're not going to lose that many games. Just all around, Lakers clutch at the free throw line. I'll tell you, likes and dislikes. Obviously did not like Spencer Dinwiddie in the first half. He essentially played 5 horrendous minutes and did not return to the game. He was just bad. It's tough to play 5 minutes, register a -9, miss 3 shots, miss 2 threes, and give the coach any reason to bring you back in the game. He was bad. I thought Gabe Vincent gave the Lakers huge minutes. He is going to be a factor, folks. I'm telling you. Usually, either one of Rui, Reeves, or Russell is really hot. And one of Rui, Reeves, and Russell is just really not. It's obviously matchup dependent. But if you're looking for somebody to check Jamal Murray, I think the guy's probably going to end up being Gabe Vincent. Gabe Vincent, super tough and quick. He showed really well. I thought he had an excellent game. I've been calling for this guy for a lot of the season. Remember, I was at that Lakers-Warriors game with a couple buddies, and I kept saying, like, geez, Gabe Vincent is active and quick. We need more of this guy. He missed, like, the whole season with the knee. Remember, he was on the Heat last year. And I think he could be the guy against Jamal Murray. You can't have Austin Reeves initiate offense and then defend Jamal. That's too much to ask for Austin Reeves, I think. And D'Angelo Russell last year had a horrific series against the Nuggets, and you got to wonder if there's a quick hook. They will need his offense. He had a great steal late, big-time corner three set up by Reeves. There's a lot to like about the Lakers. They're going to be big underdogs, obviously, against the Nuggets. There's a big break they have here. And again, this is going to come down to matchups. What do they do with Jokic? Where do you put LeBron? Do you put on Michael Porter Jr.? Yeah, I don't know that you want him or on chasing my MPJ around those screens. I don't know that you want him on Aaron Gordon, who's just a dunking machine underneath. Where can you hide? Can you hide him on KCP? I don't know. We know in the playoffs, it's all about matchup hunting. And in the fourth, the Lakers were matchup hunting, and they basically wanted LeBron on a small guard. But the problem was LeBron was only looking for his shot. And I didn't love that. It's pretty clear. Listen, Lakers did not play much of the bench in the fourth quarter. This insistence to play Torian Prince, whatever, he was Torian Prince, you know. But ultimately, I trust Gabe Vincent. I kind of trust Cam Reddish. I know he's nursing the ankle sprain. I don't know about Prince, man. I don't. Who was the guy last year when they were playing the Warriors? He came out of Lonnie Walker came out of nowhere. I liked Lonnie Walker a lot. He had like a monster game. I think they had 15 points in a quarter. Maybe you can get one of those games. Maybe you could coax one out of those. Let me shorten it. Maybe you could get a quarter like that out of Torian Prince. I don't think you're going to get like an 18 to 20 point game out of him, but you're going to need many, many solid minutes out of him. And you just, because Dinwiddie gave you nothing. I don't know if the Lakers are going to be able to hold up in this Nuggets series. Again, if they are able to hold on against Appels and Cruz to a double-digit win, great. But they just got run over by Zion Williamson, and you have to wonder, is Jokic licking his chops for facing AD/Jackson Hayes I'll quickly say a word on the Pels. Man, I don't know what to do. Like, Brandon Ingram, I like him a lot. He's a nice player. He just didn't have it. Herb Jones is a solid player. He might be, like, second team all defense. And he did a solid job. Again, LeBron, he was mostly on LeBron. LeBron, 6 of 20 shooting. I don't have the isolated numbers against Herb Jones, but LeBron was kind of in his bag with the passing. He was great passing. But 6 of 20... I mean, Lakers did make 14 threes, which is, you know, that's going to be clutch anytime D'Angelo Russell hit five. I want to say they've got a chance against the Nuggets. I'll be honest, I'm not going to bet it. Obviously, they need to steal one of the first two. Nuggets are going to be well-rested. I wonder if the best bet for game one, whenever it is Lakers first quarter. The Nuggets will have been off for about a week. And may, I don't know, they're too much of a veteran team to come out super rusty, but the Lakers, they could come out on fire. Now, I expected them to come out a little sluggish against the Pels, and they did. They're down 8 in the first quarter, but they just blitzed them in the second quarter. I'm very much excited for Lakers-Nuggets. I have a little futures piece on the Lakers to win the West. But it's pizza money and it's, you know, a lottery ticket. Let's just be real, folks, okay? Lakers winning the West would be one of the biggest surprises in this century in the NBA. And not because they'd have to go through the Nuggets and Jokic and the Suns and KD and then the Mavs and Luka. Like, that's like one of the all-time paths. You're going past three-time MVP in Jokic, a multiple-time MVP and champion in KD, and then Luka, who might win the MVP this year. It's unheard of, and I'm reluctant to even put it. I don't think I would be betting Lakers in the series. That being said, no way on earth am I going to touch Nuggets in that series. By the way, if you're looking for the spread in Game 1, Nuggets are 7-point favorites. The game is, let's see, April 20th. That is, it's Saturday. Not great. Lakers get a decent layoff. It is the night game. Yeah, night game on Saturday. Lakers 7-point dogs. I'll consider the Lakers. I would consider them in that spot. You got to feel bad for Zion Williamson. You just got to, you know, without knowing his status, you can't bet their next play-in game, but I think some decent things from the Lakers. Not great that they nearly blew the lead in the game. They did cash, obviously, for this podcast. Congrats. But, you know, prayers up to Zion. We don't need him getting hurt again. You know, we need the stars healthy. Just like in the NFL, when quarterbacks go down, it stinks. It's not fun. You know? There's no way we can see in the NBA what we saw with Joe Flacco getting pulled off the sofa, coming in and helping lead a team into the playoffs. And, of course, they got smashed in the playoffs in Houston. And, you know, Flacco kind of returned to reality. But you won't see that in the NBA. It just doesn't happen. 7-game series, no shot. Obviously, I will be rooting Lakers. Nothing against the Nugs. It's a tough one to handicap. In terms of the Lakers winning the series, I think they can compete for sure. But win the series? That's a tough one.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
So the second biggest story, well, I guess Zion would be the second biggest after the Lakers win. Third biggest would have to be the end of the Splash Brothers. I called Warriors-Kings a good game, and it was good from this sense. Early on, it was established that Klay Thompson was tight, and he looked like he was playing with the burden of, shit, is this my last game with my guy? Is this my last game with Draymond and Steph and Kerr and the gang? And he proceeded to shoot 0-for-10 in a performance. Listen, I'm not going to compare it to, was it Jackie Robinson stumbling around the outfield with the Mets like late in his career? I'm not going to compare it to Jordan with the Wizards. It wasn't that bad. But he looked like a guy who knew it was up. Like, this ain't the same Klay who dropped, was it 45, 46 points against the Thunder in a heroic game six right before they ended up losing? That's a 73-win Warriors before they lost to the Cavs the next series. Like, this ain't the same Klay who was one of the best two-way players in the league before back-to-back injuries robbed him of whatever track he was on to be an all-time great. Listen, it feels over for him with the Warriors. It feels like the run is over, not just for him, but you have to wonder. I don't know, like, is just getting rid of Klay Thompson going to do the trick? I don't know the answer to that. I think the big, not winner, if you will, but Bob Myers, remember last year, he knew, well, I mean, this is my suspicion. He knew that the only way to prolong this run was to unload Klay, maybe Draymond too. And I guess he didn't have the cojones to do it, or he didn't feel like he could pull it off. So he just walked away. And he said, you know what? Here's a poop sandwich. I'm going to hand it off to the next regime. Good luck. And the next regime had to deal with Draymond Green's knuckleheadedness earlier in the season, his suspension. They sputtered. They tinkered. They were able to get their mojo back a little bit. Chris Paul was hurt. And ultimately, this just wasn't a great team. I bet the season win total under. It hit. They lose in the play-in. 10 seeds are now 0-6 in the play-in. We'll see if the team in the East can change that tonight. But I don't know, Rob. Warriors went down early, 16. They cut it to, I think, 1 in the third quarter. And they could just never get over the hump. Shout out to Keegan Murray, who was freaking awesome. He was the number 4 pick in the 2022 draft. I vividly remember that some people had liked other guys ahead. I was like, I'm just telling you, this kid Murray, he's a baller. I love what I saw at Iowa out of him. 8 3-pointers. He had 8. The Warriors as a team hit 10. Keegan Murray, 32 points, 9 boards. Sabonis, 16, 12, and 7. De'Aaron Fox didn't shoot it great, 24 points, 25 shots, but he was masterful as usual. And I got to give a shout out to Mike Brown. I was bagging on him last year in game 7 for putting Terrence Davis on Steph Curry because he needed offense, thinking Davis was like that much of a game changer. Davis had an okay game offensively, but defensively got torched by Curry. Curry ended up with 50. Kings lose at home. And Mike Brown went with Keon Ellis tonight, the second year undrafted player at Alabama. And Ellis was pretty damn good. 15 points, really good defense, 3 steals. And you know, Mike Brown pushed the right button. Shout out to Mike Brown for that. And I don't know, man. It's over for Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, Rob.
Yeah, it certainly feels that way. You know, especially it was so rough to watch him go out like that, because my lasting memories for Klay Thompson are always going to be Game 6 Klay. That OKC one was legendary, but he's had more than a handful of gotta have it moments in the playoffs. And the one guy you could count on to always show up was Klay Thompson. And for him to go out, and which could be, actually, you know what? I think this might not be his last game as a Warrior. I think it was so bad last night, 0 for 10, that this might thin the market out for him. And he ends up coming back to the Warriors on a lesser deal. But Klay Thompson performing as poorly as he did almost completely covered up the fact that Steph Curry wasn't great either. Okay. Up until like the midway through the fourth quarter, he had as many turnovers as made baskets, which is 5. And he ended up finishing 8 for 16 with 6 turnovers. So for Golden State, this wasn't, I know Klay Thompson's going to get the headlines, 0 for 10 is 0 for 10. And that's just terrible. But nobody on their team played well. And that's kind of what you would expect in a game where they end up losing by, what was that, 26 points or whatever it was. Like, their only hope of winning that game last night was for Steph Curry, in my opinion, for him to go nuclear. And Sacramento, credit to them, did a hell of a job blitzing him, trapping him, making him uncomfortable. And if you can limit a guy like Steph Curry to, you know, 22 points is one thing, but he only took 16 shots. The fact that he was never even allowed to empty the clip shows you the kind of job that they did on him, the job they did on Klay, obviously. Draymond, I think, made his first three. He was feeling good about himself, then proceeded to brick his next two, like, immediately.
But doesn't Steph's inability to go off show how limited this team was? I mean, they just super didn't limited. Have guys. No, like, yeah. The Kings decided last year, hey, we're going to let Curry beat us. Well, he beat the shit out of you. You know, and this year, we're not letting Curry beat us. And, I mean, he had 16 shots. Kuminga had 15. You know, that's not a normal Steph Curry game. The Kings refused to let Curry beat him. Said, hey, Wiggins, go off, King. TJD basically looked lost in the first quarter. I don't know if he played in the second half at all. I mean, this team's just not good. People are all excited about your boy Pods, Rob. Like, Moses Moody looked better than he did. Like, I don't know where this team goes. We now have Chris Paul, people are going to call his career unlucky. Remember, he should have been a Laker and the league blocked it. But anyway, you slice it. The Warriors are done. I'm not sure I buy your theory that Klay was so bad he stays with the Warriors. Are you saying that he's more than willing to take like a massive haircut to stay with Golden State than chase a bag and play elsewhere?
Not necessarily that. I think that he performed so poorly that the bag that he may have gotten offered elsewhere may not exist. Oh.
So Orlando may say, we're not giving you, I'm just going to pull a number out of my rear end, 25 mil a year. You know, you could just stay with the Warriors for 10. I'm just throwing numbers out. But listen, there's nothing wrong with that. He had a great run. He made a lot of money. Well, I don't know why people are in his pocket so much. But the Warriors clearly, like, we're not paying you. You know, and I'm just telling you, the Timberwolves are going to run into this, especially if they lose to the Suns, because they were supposed to get sold to A-Rod and his crew. It didn't happen. Now the owner is going to keep the team. He's notoriously cheap. He's barely gone into the tax in his entire tenure as owner. And they're going to be way into the second apron or whatever it is with all the salaries on deck. I'm just telling you, they're going to, if they lose in the first round, just kiss Karl Anthony Towns goodbye. Okay, it's official. If they somehow manage to beat the Suns and then lose to the Nuggets, I don't see that that's enough of a case to like keep it together. It's really tough with the new restrictions the league has put, Rob, on trying to keep these teams together.
Yeah, and that's something that they're going to have to deal with. I know Chris Paul's non-guaranteed $30 million expiring contract is going to be very appetizing for several, you know, tax-conscious teams this offseason. But I know you're just throwing out the numbers in a hypothetical situation. But if Klay Thompson, no matter who it is, gets anything less than $25 million a year, I would be shocked. I would be floored. I think the number to get him to leave Golden State probably would have been like 35, 40.
Oh,
but yeah. Because of the way he performed in this game last night, you know, Draymond Green, who I believe missed 18 games this year for non-basketball reasons, like non-injury, like it was just suspension and dumb stuff that, and he's making $27 million a year moving forward. Klay Thompson, for all of his faults, is a hell of a lot more reliable than Draymond Green. He has a hell of a lot more appeal across the league than Draymond Green, because there seems to be a narrative that has been, you know, come out in the last year or so that Draymond Green, as great as he's been in Golden State, would only be great in Golden State. That his skill set is very specific for that team to play alongside Steph Curry, where he's a great defender, he's a great ball mover, great passer, but he's such a, you know, not gonna say a zero, but he's not a good scoring player.
Okay, let me just throw out some contracts at you. Sure. Average, okay? Jalen Brunson, remember people thought the Knicks overpaid? His average is 26 mil. Okay? Jaren Jackson Jr., 26. Terry Rozier, 24. Cam Johnson, remember when he was a thing a few years ago? 23. Buddy Hield, 23. Malcolm Brogdon, 22. Bruce Brown, 22. Klay currently is not anywhere near any of these guys. Because remember, he's feeding off of Steph Curry. He's eating because Curry's on the roster. Like, I don't think you can say, oh, he's going to go to Orlando and eat because they have Paolo Banchero. You know, I don't think it works like that. I don't know. I mean, Aaron Gordon at 21. I don't know, bro. Bogdanovich, like 19. Sabonis is at 18. Wow, what a steal. Oh, he's going to have to get paid.
Last night was terrible. I'm not trying to cape for future Laker Klay Thompson. We'll get him eventually. We might get him next year. Maybe we'll get him in three or four years.
D'Angelo Russell, 18 is his average.
He's going to get a raise too. But Klay Thompson, and what was a nightmarish season for him, and it ended terribly last night, still gave you 21 points a game on almost 39% from three. You mean to tell me there's not a market for that in the NBA?
Is that because he's playing with Steve Kerr as the coach and Steph Curry is feeding
him? No, I mean, he's always going to be able to shoot. It doesn't matter where he goes, he's going to be able to shoot. Now, he might not be able to be as good off the move, and you know, they might not be able to cover for him in so many other ways the way they do in Golden State with the way their offense runs. But if you get him on a team with a good creator, like a, you know, Jalen Brunson or a Luka Doncic, he's throwing names out, Luka Doncic, LeBron James, like, Klay Thompson is still going to be a marksman from deep no matter where he goes. And it just so happens that for the Warriors to be a championship level team, they need him to be more than what he currently is. That's the issue.
What did he average?
21.
Damn. Okay. I didn't see that coming. I mean, I'm looking at the guys averaging 21. It's like Karl-Anthony Towns, Pascal Siakam, Wembanyama, Jamal Murray. I mean, maybe he didn't play enough games to qualify, but like DeJounte Murray, 22. I don't know. What I like is the idea of Klay Thompson, you know, and historically how great he was. But the reality is he's just not that guy. Like, I honestly think he should come off the bench. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I would come off the
bench, be a valuable bench guy. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels kind of over. Now, I guess I got to ask. We should probably talk about the Kings before, you know, things go sideways. I don't know. Kings Pelicans in, I think it's called the Smoothie Center. Let's assume Zion Williamson does not play. Can the Kings win this game?
Absolutely.
No Malik Monk?
No Malik Monk, no Kevin Huerter, but also in this scenario, no Zion Williamson and a very, very limited Brandon Ingram.
Well, wait, what happened to Ingram? I don't get it.
Well, he's been working his way back from that knee injury. He was on a minutes restriction on Sunday's game. And then last night against the Lakers, he just wasn't great. Like, he had a little flurry there early. But then other than that, not much going right for my guy, B.I. And if he's not right and there's no Zion, then not only do I think the Kings have a chance, I'd pick the Kings to win easily in that matchup.
Easily? Wow. Okay. Hold on. Just to go back to the Warriors for a second. This is from SpotTrack. The most expensive team in the NBA from a cap, cash, and tax standpoint failed to make the playoffs. I know we want to bend over backwards to keep Klay, Rob. I would be shocked if he's still in Golden State. And by the way, how do you think Jordan Poole's feeling this morning? He's waking up fresh to death in D.C., probably went out in Chocolate City last night, Got a little sideways maybe with the ladies. I know you never want to tap dance on a team's grave, but like Jordan Poole had a rough year and the Wizards had a brutal year, but you know, he has to be kind of excited. Like, oh, you guys bounced. You thought I was a freaking problem, huh? You thought it was all about me. Yeah. Y'all lost in the play-in. Like, I don't, I, again, you know, I did like Jordan Poole for a while.
That's your guy. He's your guy.
No. Listen, I had to back off him a little bit. Just a little.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
Let's get to tonight's games. They obviously don't have the juice that the Western Conference did. The early game that tips at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 Pacific, is Miami versus Philly. You get stuck in rush hour traffic, that's, you know, that's not the worst game to watch. The nightcap is probably not worth staying home for. Atlanta, Chicago. I'm obviously going to take the Hawks and Trae Young, even though he's not 100%. I've definitely taken the Hawks. No, I don't think, is Zach LaVine even playing? My guy, I think he's done for the season, right?
Yeah, he's done for the season.
Yeah, so I got to go with the Hawks. Heat Sixers is interesting. Everybody wants to say that the Heat can win this game, but a lot of the other side is, well, wait a minute, hold on. Hold on a second. The Sixers haven't lost in like 9 straight games that Embiid's played in. I'm like, okay. This is not easy. Now, I did see yesterday, by the way, on ESPN, they did like their picks. And I saw 13 people pick the Warriors and 1 pick the Kings. The mass is usually wrong. I kind of want to take the Heat here.
I don't hate that. I know you're talking outright or against the spread?
I think outright.
I don't think
Bio, good matchup.
Again, there's really no great matchup for Joel Embiid. Just like there's no great matchup for Nikola Jokic. But if there's any guy who can make it tough on him, it would be Bam Adebayo. The issue with Miami, though, is they're so banged up. I mean, Terry Rozier has already been ruled out. Duncan Robinson, you know, up in the air. We don't know what's going to happen with them.
Jimmy Buckets game?
Yeah, and I don't know if he has that in him. You know, I know that playoff Jimmy is a thing, but this season he hasn't really shown that side of him. So unless he's just going to flip a switch like Shaq in 2001, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with them.
The Sixers are favored by 5. I think I would. The problem is if you're beat up and you're exhausted and you know you've got 2 games to win 1, is there a chance Rozier shows up for the final game? Is there a chance Duncan Robinson? I mean, like, I don't know. You know, you never want to play for the home game in the next game, but if they're that beat up, and you know they're probably looking at Boston at one and be like, shit, we beating these guys. We're not worried about them. I'm going to go ahead and punt on Sixers Heat, but I will take the Hawks getting three in Chicago. Yeah, I kind of lean Miami, but I'm going to pass on them. I will go with the Hawks though, Rob.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and lean Philly in this one. I don't feel great about it. I didn't feel great about the Kings last night, and that worked out. But so I'm going to lean Sixers, giving up the points against the Miami Heat. And here's something else for you. We're going to peel the onion back, pull the curtain back, and show America how this show is really done. I'm going to text you in the middle of Hawks-Bulls, and I'm just going to say, let's record early, because I have no interest in watching the end of this game. I don't care who wins. Trae Young could throw 47 points, and DeMar DeRozan can have a 38-point triple-double and a game-winning basket, and I won't care, because neither one of those teams are serious.
Oh, come on. How soon we forget that Trae Young led the Hawks with the, I don't know how similar the roster was. It can't be that different to a conference finals a few years ago. Joel Embiid has yet to get to the conference finals. So maybe we need to chill out with the Trae Young slander. Plus, he may be a Laker this summer, at which point Rob is going to have to just get himself a Trae Young jersey and start, you know, repping the brand. I got to be honest, man. This Trae Young situation, I almost want them to succeed so that, you know, they say, well, wait a minute, maybe we play Trae and Murray. Maybe we give them one more chance. A little Notorious B.I.G. one more chance. I'm telling you, I love this duo. I lost on season win total overs for the Hawks the last 2 years, buying into these clowns. So I'm sure they'll let me down again tonight. All right, that's it for today. We're lining up a good NFL draft interview tomorrow, but we'll obviously do more playoffs. Hope Zion is able to return. Still no definite word on the leg injury, maybe a hamstring. We're pulling for you, Zion. We need you. The NBA needs you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.